This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Voters in New Jersey will head to the polls tomorrow to select their party's choice for candidates for November's general elections. The primary includes a U.S. Senate race and three open congressional seats. Here to fill us in on what you need to know ahead of tomorrow's primaries is Mark Bonomo. He's a political reporter for the website Politicker NJ. Welcome back to WNYC, Mark.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Let's start with the statewide race for the U.S. Senate seat held by Cory Booker. The former Newark mayor won a special election to fill the seat of the late Frank Lautenberg. And now this is his bid to remain a senator for a full six-year term. There's been virtually no attention paid to this race. Is anyone running against Cory Booker?
There are a few candidates running against Cory Booker. There's a Mr. Brian Goldberg, Rich Peluso, Murray Sabrin, and Jeff Bell, who interestingly was the man who took on U.S. Senator Bill Bradley in the 1978 election where Mr. Bradley was first elected. But other than that, there's not any particularly household name GOP candidates so far going up against Cory Booker.
Right. All of the state's best-known Republicans have declined to run against him. Tom Kaine Jr., Joe Carillos, John Bramnick. Why are they once again sitting this one out?
Some political observers had said that in general, while Governor Chris Christie, because in part potentially of his national ambitions to be the 2016 Republican GOP candidate, perhaps he hasn't totally minded building the party up at home, making the GOP bench strong so that there are other Republicans that can step in and take on prominent Democrats such as Cory Booker.
Booker's Republican opponent from last year's special election, former Bogota mayor and conservative activist Steve Lonegan, is on the ballot. Earlier this year, Lonegan moved 80 miles south to the Jersey Shore to run for the congressional seat being vacated by the retiring Republican incumbent John Runyon. He's running in the primary against former Randolph mayor Tom MacArthur, who has also moved south to run for this race. What makes New Jersey's 3rd congressional district the hottest real estate market in politics?
I guess potentially because, the shore is a nice place to be.
Yeah.
It's down there. But at the same time, it's something that Republicans statewide finally see a potential opportunity to win. There's now only 12 congressional seats in New Jersey, not the 13 there was before recent census redistricting. Mr. Lonegan's come in from Bergen County. Mr. MacArthur's come in from Morris County. And both men, I think, see an opportunity to be a congressman in the 3rd congressional district, which generally trends Republican, where they wouldn't have opportunities back in their home congressional district.
Is this seen, Mark, as carpetbagging by Republicans in South Jersey?
There's always going to be people who are going to see people coming in from the outside, whether it's South Jersey, Newark, anywhere, as carpetbagging if somebody comes in from the outside. But at the same time, Mr. MacArthur has got a lot of local support from Republican heads of the party in both Burlington and Ocean counties, the two counties that make up the 3rd congressional district.
Let's go north, where longtime Democratic Congressman Rush Holt is retiring at the end of the year. You've got two longtime members of the state legislature running for his seat, State Senator Linda Greenstein and Assemblywoman Bonnie Watson Coleman. Tell me about these candidates. Any daylight between them?
Both are female candidates. They will be the only female member of the New Jersey congressional delegation if they are successful. They like to identify themselves as pro-labor, pro-women. So not necessarily that far apart in terms of ideology or policy. What it's come down to in terms of the differences between the two is home base. Bonnie Watson Coleman's home base is Mercer County. She's from Ewing, which neighbors Trenton. And Lena Greenstein is from relatively suburban Middlesex County. It's a question of which Democratic Army can get its troops out more effectively into the field tomorrow. Bonnie Watson Coleman has clearly said, not only will I be the only female in the delegation, New Jersey congressional delegation, but I will be the first African-American female to represent New Jersey in Congress. She says that often in her campaign. And it is true that Trenton and Plainfield both have a heavy African-American voter base that Ms. Watson Coleman is definitely hoping to turn out in numbers, with the idea that if she can turn it out in Trenton and Plainfield, which are kind of the urban, western, and eastern pillars of the newly drawn 12th congressional district, then she can hold off the suburban support in the middle.
Mark Bonomo is a political reporter for the website Politicker NJ, joining us to talk about tomorrow's primary in New Jersey. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Great to be on the show.
This is WNYC.